Thus, consciously engaged in devotional service in the association of devotees, a person gains distaste for sense gratification, both in this world and in the next, by constantly thinking about the activities of the Lord. This process of Krishna consciousness is the easiest process of mystic power. When one is actually situated on that path of devotional service, he is able to control the mind.
Bhaktya pumāne jāsu virāgo indriya drishtas sutāṁ mat dachanāṁ cintaya cittasya jattu grahane yoga yukto jyotishyate yujudhi yoga mārga. So, the whole process of understanding the absolute truth means the Supreme Person, the Supreme Being. Absolute, there is no contradictory. Krishna and Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's activities, Krishna's paraphernalia, Krishna's attributes, everything Krishna. That is called absolute. There is no difference. Krishna and Krishna's form is not different. Krishna's hand and Krishna's leg, not different. Just like we have got difference. This left hand is different from the right hand. The nose is different from the ear. We have got, because this is called sagata vigata vijay. Krishna has got that thing. That is called absolute. It is stated in the Brahma Samhita, Angani dasya sakalindriya vittimanti. Angani, we have got different parts of the body, limbs, but different purposes. But Krishna can serve any purpose from any limbs of his body. Krishna can eat by seeing only. Krishna can go by thinking only. There are so many descriptions, but Krishna is absolute. So, these contradictory things, how one can understand of the Absolute? Is Absolute, Advaya Jnana, Absolute means no dwelling. Everything is one. Virāga, bhakta-bhumāna-jāta-virāga-andriya. Here are all material diseases that we want to satisfy our sense. This is material. The whole material civilization is going on. We have repeatedly said, advancement of civilization means advancement of sense gratification. That's all. So, bhakti means that's the opposite. So long we are very much interested in sense gratification, there is no question of bhakti. That is not possible. So, we have to reduce the tendency for sense gratification by increasing our devotional activity. That is the point. Therefore it is said, Bhakta Pumana Jato Virago. Virago from her. Virago means distasteful. Virakti. The other word is virakti. No, I don't like. That is called virag. Raga means attachment and vi means vigat. Vigata raga. And from virago, vairago. Jnana vairago. This is one thing. Human life is meant for jnana and vairago. Two things require. We are continuing this material existence on account of raga, attached. Attachment for sense gratification. That is the cause of material bondage. Material bondage means, we have explained several times, to accept one body, then create another body. We have got now this human form of body, and according to our, affection or infection to different qualities of the nature, we are creating another body. So, in this way, we are entangled. So unless we become virago, oindriya, sense gratification, these different changes of body have been possible on account of sense gratification. Nature, or God, or Krishna will give me full facility. Just like in the Western countries especially, they are now trying to become naked, nudies. So, nature will give them to stand naked like a tree or tree for many years. You are so fond of become nudie, alright, you stand up, yes, for 10,000 years without any dress. Nature will give it. Those who have no discrimination for eating anything, damn rascal, let me give me, I eat it. Alright, then you can take the body of a pig and eat up the steak, too. So nature will give you. Karanam guna sangasya, pakite kramanani, guna karmani sarvasa, karanam guna sangasya. Sadasat Joni Janmashu. Why you are getting different body? Because we have got different tendency for sense gratification. Indriya, Andriya. This is a disease, material disease. Everyone has got tendency for sense gratification. But not all of them are the same child. They were different types. So our material bonding means these different types of sense gratification. Therefore, we have to stop this. We have to be detestful from the sense gratification. Then our spiritual life will begin. That is possible by bhakti. Therefore, here it is said, Bhakta Pumana Jato Virago. Bhakti is so powerful that if you engage yourself in the Bhakti Marga or Bhakti Yoga, here it is said, Rijuhi Yoga Marga. Rijuhi means very easy to perform. How? Now, drishta sutam mad vachanam cintaya. Drishta, you can see Krishna. Krishna is kind enough. Although Krishna is beyond our vision, we cannot see with these eyes Krishna. But Krishna has agreed to be seen by you or by us. How? He has assumed this Archa Vigraha. Krishna, this Vigraha, don't think it is stone. Even if it is stone, you think. But Krishna can become visible before you like a stone, because you cannot see beyond stone. That is Krishna's mercy. Because your eyes, your senses are so imperfect that you cannot see Krishna present everywhere in his original spiritual. We have got difference between spiritual and material. We have got. Because we are imperfect. But Krishna has no such distinction, because he is absolute. He can become spiritual, he can become material, as he likes. That does not make any difference of Krishna, then how Krishna is almighty, all-powerful. He can change matter into spirit, spirit into matter. That is Krishna. So don't think that as the atheist class men, they think that they are worshipping an idol. Even if it is an idol, it is still Krishna. That is absolute. That is absolute nature of Krishna. Even you think it is stone, it is metal, it is wood, it still is Krishna. So, how he is Krishna? That will require your bhakti. Here it is said, bhaktya, anuchintaya. If you are thoughtful, if you are philosopher, and plus bhakti, then you will understand that even Krishna is present here just like a stone. The stone is also Krishna. How stone is also Krishna? Now Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Mumirapa Nalobhāyu Kalamana Buddhiriva. Vinna me prakriti astadhā. Me prakriti. It is my nature. Vinna me prakriti astadhā. So stone is another formation of us. Earth, water, air, sky, mind, intelligence, they are all Krishna. Because Krishna says, Vinnani Prakriti Asura. That's all I give up. Nothing is different from Krishna. Everything is Krishna's energy. The Mahamadi philosopher, they think that because everything is God, everything is Krishna, then where is Krishna? Krishna is finished. But actually that is not. Krishna is Krishna, at the same time he is everything. That is Krishna. That we can understand by bhakti. Therefore it is said, bhaktya. Bhaktya in Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says, bhaktya māma vijānanti. These things can be understood not by ordinary person without any devotion. One who is bhakta, he can understand that Krishna is everything and everything is Krishna. Krishna is everything, that is drishta. When a bhakta sees a tree, he sees Krishna. That is bhakta's vision. It is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Stavar jangam dake nadake tar murti sarvatra sphuraye tar ishtade murti. A devotee, stavar jangam. Stavar means which cannot move, just like tree. It cannot move. Or a mountain. It does not move. And jangam means moving. Just like we are moving, animals are moving, and others, so many other living entities are moving. So, as a Bhans devotee, he sees both of them, this standing, immovable and movable. But he does not see immovable and movable, he sees Krishna. There is another statement in the Brahma Samhita. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santastha daiva hridaye surilokayam. Sadaiva means always. Sadaiva, sadaiva. Who sees? The one who is devotee, one who is fully absorbed in love of Godhead. Premanjana churita. Or whose eyes are anointed with love of Godhead. Not this way. Premanjana churita bhakti, that bhakti required. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochane. Santa, saintly person, sadaiva hridayasu vilokayanti. That is the position of Santa. Always seeing Krishna. He does not see anything else except Krishna everywhere. But in everything, everywhere, the energy of Krishna. I'll give you a practical example. If you love your child, if you see the soul of the child, immediately you see your child. If you see the toy of your child, you see your child immediately. If you hear the voice of your child, immediately you see the child. This is practical. Similarly, if you are actually developed love of Krishna, and Krishna has explained that everything is expansion of his energy. Therefore, nothing exists except Krishna. And if you have developed your love for Krishna, whatever you see, you will see Krishna. That is called bhaktya. Drishta and Sruta. Sruta means Vedic literature, Sruti. You hear from authentic literature. Just like in the Brahma Samhita, it is stated, Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vikkalakya vritesu suravi ravipavayantam. Now, apart from Brahma Samhita, we have heard, the devotees have heard, that Krishna in Vrindavan used to go with his cowherd boy's friend in the pasturing ground. So hundreds and thousands of devotees are there in Vrindavan. They have not seen, but they have heard. They have not practically seen, but they have heard only. And they have seen the picture of Krishna with his boy, cowherd boy, the gopi friends. So, a devotee can see and hear and immediately realize Krishna. That is possible. Because he has developed love. Premanjana churita. Unless one is advanced in Krishna prema, love of Krishna, he cannot see. he cannot understand. There is another verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Atat Krishna Namadi Namavil Grayam Indriya. These blunt senses, by these blunt senses, even we cannot understand what is the name of Krishna, why these people are chanting Hare Krishna. We cannot understand. Atas Sri Krishna Nam, because Krishna realization begins from the name. Therefore, name, Krishna's name, and Krishna is not different, absolutely. But we cannot realize, but the practice, if you practice chanting Hare Krishna, then you realize. Devam hehi jivhadu swayameva spurattava. When you actually, in devotional attitude, chant Hare Krishna mantra, therefore it is advised that you should avoid the offenses in chanting. Then in, by simply chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you realize. Atas Sri Krishna Namadi Namade Dalyam Indriyai Sevanamukhi Jivhalo Jivhalo. Now Krishna Bhakti, beginning from Jivha, from the tongue, people will be surprised. How is that? Yes, you can utilize your tongue simply by chanting and tasting Krishna Prasad. Then you become Krishna Bhakti. Therefore it is so easy. Shushukam Koptumambam in the Bhagavad Gita. Shushukam Koptumambam. To execute devotional service, it is very easy. And Shushukam, very nice and pleasing also. Just like this chanting and dance. Even the child takes pleasure. What is Sutavadas? Others may be sophisticated. But a child is not sophisticated. When there is dancing and chanting, a child comes in front and he dances. Unless he feels pleasure, how does he do it? This is practical. He has not been taught, but he comes as soon as he comes. He also takes part with the elderly person chanting and dancing. And if you give him prasadam, he also accepts. Anyone will accept. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Shushukam and Kottum Ambayam. Kottum Ambayam. Ambayam means whatever little service you render, that is permanent settlement. If you come here and dance and chant or ring the bell or anything about the Aratri, if you see Drishta, anything you do, that is your permanent credit. Therefore, for the common man, this chance is given. This temple is meant for that purpose, that people will come see the deity. The deity is Krishna. Don't think otherwise. Krishna has agreed to be dressed by you. If you think of Krishna about his Virat Roop, so you fail to bring dress for that Virat Roop. His head is on the star. Another leg is in the pata. That is also true. But you cannot come see of Krishna in his Virata Rupa and at the same time dress him and give him something to eat. That is not possible. Therefore, Krishna has become so merciful. Here, of course, the deity is very big. Not very big. In Hyderabad, we have got 3 times bigger deity. But you can have a small deity, many Vaishnavas, they carry deities, small deity in a small box. And they work it. So Krishna ano aniyana mahato mahiya. He can become bigger than the biggest and the smaller than the smallest. That is Krishna. So, real thing is bhakti. Bhakta, therefore we say, bhakta mana jato viragandhi. And the more you serve Krishna, you give Krishna to be dressed nicely, then you will forget dressing of yours. Now see, these devotees, they are dressing Krishna so nicely. They are satisfied with that dressing of Krishna. They are not very much busy for dressing themselves. This is bhakti. Bilal, everyone is very busy how to dress himself very nicely so that he may be attractive. But if you try to dress Krishna nicely, then you will forget yourself how to dress nicely. Is it not practical? Anyone is like these Vaishnavas, these boys, they are young boys, the girls, they don't care for their dress. Because they are dressing Krishna. This is the way. You dress Krishna nicely. You give Krishna a nice food stuff, then he'll forget. So I will have to satisfy my tongue in this way and that way. By job, by traffic, by going to restaurant. He'll forget. Therefore it is called Bhakta Mana Jata Virala Anya. The materialistic persons, they are simply busy for satisfying the senses. Go to the hotel, satisfy the tongue, go to the cinema, hear the cinema songs, sing nice stars, and so on, so on. But these devotees, they are not interested at all. The cinema is here, a few steps away. But you never see a student or a disciple of Krishna consciousness will go to that nonsense place. Practically, how it has become possible? Bhakta apumana jata viravandi. It's practical. The more you engage yourself in devotional service, the more you forget your sense gratification process. And as soon as you become completely detestful for sense gratification, then you are liberated person. Fit for going back to home, back to home. This is the process. So, the bhakti gives you chance to see Krishna. As you can see now, or this thing or any other kind of thing, they are the same thing. There is no difference. When Arjuna was seeing Krishna face to face, Krishna was speaking. Bhagavad Gita, that scene of Krishna, and when you read Bhagavad Gita, it is the same thing. There's no difference. Somebody just say that Arjuna was fortunate enough to see Krishna face to face and take instruction. That is not correct. Krishna, he can be seen immediately, provided you have got eyes to see. Therefore it is said, Premanjana Shrita, Prema and Bhakti is the same thing. Premanjana Shrita Bhakti Vilochanena, Santastha Gariyaridai Suriloka. I will describe one story in this connection, that one Brahmin in South India, in the Ranganatha temple, he was reading Bhagavad Gita. And he was illiterate. He did not know neither Sanskrit nor any letter, illiterate. So the people neighborhood, they knew that this man is illiterate and he is reading Bhagavad Gita. He is opening Bhagavad Gita like that. Yes. So somebody was joking. Well, Brahmin, how are you reading Bhagavad Gita? He could understand that this man is joking because I am illiterate. So, in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also happened to be that day in the Ranganath temple. And he could understand that here is a devotee. So, he approached him and he asked, "My dear Brahman, what you are reading?" So he could also understand that this man is not joking. So he said, "Sir, I am reading Bhagavad Gita. I am trying to read Bhagavad Gita, but I am illiterate. So my Guru Maharaj said that you must read 18 chapters daily. So I have no knowledge. I cannot read." Still Guru Maharaj said, "So I am just trying to carry out his order and opening the pages, and that's all. I do not know how to read." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that you are trying sometimes, I see. Then, yes, I am trying. How you are trying if you cannot read? Now, because when I take this Bhagavad Gita book, I see one picture that Krishna is so kind that he has taken the chariot driver, Sarathi of Arjuna. He is his devotee. So Sri Krishna is so kind that he can accept the position of a servant, because Arjuna was ordering, "Keep my chariot here," and Krishna was serving him. So Krishna is so kind. So when I see this picture within my mind, I am crying. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately embraced it, that you are reading Bhagavad Gita. Without any meditation, you are reading Bhagavad Gita. He embraced it. So this is how he was seeing the picture. Because he was a lover of Krishna, it doesn't matter he could read these shlokas or not, but he was absorbed in love of Krishna and was seeing Krishna was sitting there and he was driving the chariot of Arjuna. This is required. Not that education. Bhaktana Bhavijanasi, Krishna says, not by passing any PhD. Bhakta, simply by bhakti. Bhaktana Bhavijanasi, Javan, Jastrami, Tattvata. And bhakta, the practical example, if you become pure bhakta, then you'll forget all these material sense and jnana. Bhakti parishanu bhava virakti annatra. This is the taste of bhakti. That if you have got taste for material enjoyment, and at the same time you advertise yourself that you have become a bhakta, that is not bhakta. One who knows who is a bhakta immediately detests that here is not a bhakta. A dharma dhaji. He has got the tilak and kanthi simply for advertisement. He is not a bhakta because he has got material taste. So, the bhakti means bhakti pumara jata virava indriya. From indriya, this word has come, indriya, pertaining to indriya. Everyone in this material world is engaged in sense gathering. That is only the cats, dogs, the so-called civilized man, simply nunam pramatta kurute vikarma, doing all kinds of sinful activities. Why? The indriya prikaye aptinoti, simply for sense gathering. Simply for sense. This is material. And spiritual world means there is no question of sense gratification. Simply they want to satisfy Krishna. That is future. Just like Vrindavan. What is the picture of Vrindavan? Vrindavan means there Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, the Radharani, the Gopi, the cowherd boys, Sidhan, Sudhan, the land, the water, the trees, the birds. Everyone is trying to satisfy Krishna. That is Vrindavan. Vrindavan means nothing. When Krishna left Vrindavan for Mathura, all of them become dead. That is Vrindavan. Similarly, you can live always in Vrindavan, always in Vaikuntha. if you are mad after Krishna. That was the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By his practical example he showed when he was in Jagannath Puri, he was mad always, day and night. Last 12 years of his life was passed in madness, sometimes was falling down on the sea, sometimes somewhere, sometimes. Day and night, just like that. So, of course that is not possible, but that is sunnayatam jagat karma. When you find everything better, Govinda Viraninamaya, without Govinda, that is the highest state of devotion. But that is possible. That is possible, that bhaktya kumāna jāta virāvaṁdhya distrasthutāṁ madhya rasanāna cintaya. That is, if you become a bhakta, you'll find anything creation, you'll find Krishna's intelligence. If you take one flower and see the constitution, how this flower is made, how the color is displayed, how it has come into existence, if you are intelligent, you can see Krishna's rasanana chinta. How Krishna has created intelligently. That is Premanjana Chitta. Actually, it is created by Krishna. Parasa Shakti Bhivudaiva Sriyate. Don't think that like rascal. It has come out automatically. Does thing come out automatically? Why not your luchi, puri and everything comes automatically? Why you have to take so much trouble? No automatically. It has Krishna's hand, but you cannot see. You cannot see. But those who are learning, they can see. Parasa Shakti Bhivadaiva Sriyate. Sabhaviti Jnana. This is a basic instance. Everything, in every creation, there is hand of the Supreme Lord. Ishavasana Nidam Sarvam. But one who has got eyes to see, he can see Krishna. Anuchinta. By thinking, by thoughtful, not like rascal, it has come automatically. Why? Nothing comes automatically. How it comes automatically? That is rascal. It has come through the intelligence of Krishna. But his power is so fine and so accurate that sabhaviki jnana balakya. If you paint one picture of flower, you will have to arrange for so many things. Still it will not be perfect. And this flower has come so perfectly, does it mean there was no brain behind it? You nonsense. There is brain. And Krishna says that maya dhakshena prakriti srate sacharasadam. Don't think prakriti, nature is working automatically. No. Under my direction. So one has to eye. One has to develop that eye. Premanjana shrita bhakti vilasane. Then one can see the how things are going on. That is the question. Bhaktya. Bhaktya pumāna jāta virāvaṁ andhya. This is important. So, as you engage your Indian senses in the service of Krishna, so it is very easy that first of all you engage your tongue. Chant Hare Krishna, read Bhagavat Prasad, you will become perfect. Nothing, no other things is there. That we are doing. We are distributing prasadam and engaging people in chant Hare Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.